Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Howarth. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Fuentes moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Monday reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo is hit by the pitch. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Spear steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. the Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-1 in the game. Howarth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 6, Giants, 6. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr is hit by the pitch. Ron Bryant pinch runs for Jim Barr. Ray Burris now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds bunts towards the mound. Burris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bryant moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Bryant scores. Bonds moves to third. It's 7-6, Giants. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Fuentes scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 9-6, Giants. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-2 in the game. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Sam McDowell now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone fields the ball and throws to Burris covering. Safe. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fuentes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kingman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleo James pinch hits for Ray Burris. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-3 in the game. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone takes first base on ball 4. Pepitone moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. Fanzone moves to second. It's 9-7, Giants. Elias Sosa now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Sosa covering, for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Monday moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 9-8, Giants. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pepitone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 9, Giants, 9. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-4 in the game. Howarth hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Maddox pinch runs for Dave Rader. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maddox moves to third. Damaso Blanco pinch runs for Ed Goodson. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bonds is walked intentionally. Blanco moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got two RBIs. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to home to get Maddox. Blanco moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Mike Sadak now catching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Howarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fanzone hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth is 0-for-5 in the game. Howarth hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-5 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 9. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadak hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 9. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.